So what was your invitation to music? When was that moment that you're like, this is what I want to do?
Well, I had a really weird experience, actually. I had this dream when I was, like, 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this ghost coming to me telling me, like, you have to do music. And I got so scared. I ran up to my parents' room and was, like, crying like crazy. Like, oh, my God, I had this ghost telling me I have to do music. And they were like, okay. And nobody in my family does music. So it's like they don't even know, like, how was I supposed to start doing it, you know? So I just bought a guitar and started, like, writing music and learning the guitar. And then 2 years later, like, I just kept doing it all the time because I felt it was kind of, like, my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went to Stockholm to study music. So it was just, like, kind of instant, and then I was obsessed with it.
Wow. So is Dreamer kind of, like, from that moment, or is that song from somewhere completely different? Like, take me through the creative outlet for that song, how it came to be.
So Dreamer is, like, it's a very subconscious way of me dealing with my ex-marriage. Mm-hmm. I was married when I was very young.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote that song in the end of that relationship when everything was really bad. And I was stuck on the farm, actually, where we filmed the music video.
Wow.
And then I left that song. I didn't do anything with it. I wrote it a couple of years ago, and nothing happened with it. And then I found it, like a year ago or a half year ago, and I was like, oh my God, I really love this song. And I was ready to actually start developing it and take on, because I think it was too fresh back then. Mm-hmm. I didn't even want to deal with it.
Sure.
But now I was, like, ready to deal with my, like, ghost. It's kind of like my marriage ghost.
Uh-huh.
Like,
wow.
what it symbolizes, I guess. I was stuck in it. Yeah.
Okay, so let's take us through the video. I mean, looking at you in the video, you're a beautiful woman, you know. And but the video, we don't get to see you, you know, that way until the end. So it's kind of like a crazy, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like, type of, like, horror film thing going on. What was the inspiration for the music video?
So I think, like, again, like, it had to do with my marriage. Uh-huh. Like, because I felt like it was something about my marriage that was really destructive and, like, bad. So it was almost like that was how I wanted to, like, kind of recreate how I felt, in that relationship.
Wow.
So like, the monster is kind of like the monster of our marriage. Like, the monster in the dream is basically, like, kind of the warped, like, monster that I experienced in the marriage.
So what do you think your ex-husband would say if he saw the video? Or has he seen the video?
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't talk to him anymore, so... I mean, we're fine, but it's more like the marriage. Like, it's not really him.
Mm-hmm.
It's more that our marriage together, like, that's the monster. You know what I mean?
I
like,
gotcha.
That's the, we were not good together.
I gotcha. Okay. Who did you grow up listening to, and how do you think they've influenced your sound?
So the first artist I remember is Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson. They were, like, my biggest inspirations, mm-hmm. always. Especially Michael Jackson, because I, like, was a child. I mean, I remember listening to him since I was a baby. Like, I mean, he's some of my first memories as a child. Like,
mm-hmm.
And also I like his music because it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of, and also Thriller, obviously. Like, I'm very inspired by that kind of, like, horror theme. Like, as you can tell in my music video, like, I really like pop music, and then you have the kind of, like, a horror theme,
mm-hmm.
that goes with it, because it's kind of, like, it's so different. Like, pop is so upbeat and kind of positive in a way.
Sure.
So it's really cool to have, like, a video that's really dark, I think. And that's why Thriller, I think, is a big inspiration to like, how I was thinking, like, when I was making this music video. Yeah, so, like, they're my biggest inspiration. Obviously, David Bowie, I love him. And any 80s, like, Peter Chilling, like... any 80s music I love. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, but my mother was always playing the music she grew up with, so I became kind of a product of her music style, I think.
It's kind of funny that you mentioned Bowie, too, because I remember the video for Just Dance, and that video is so different from the song, but it ends up working perfectly. You're like, what are they talking about? And then you're like, wait a second, this kind of works. And it's like, I remember the first time that I heard your song, I had a certain, like, vibe or feel to it, and then I saw the video, and I'm like, what is going on here? And then it's like, after, like, a minute or so, I'm kind of like, oh, I get it. So it's like, I could definitely see the Bowie influence in you in terms of, like, storytelling. So that's good. That's great. What are your goals for this song and for the future?
Well, for this song, like, it was just, I don't know. I felt it was time to, like, obviously, this is the first song I did a music video for. And, like, this project I'm doing now, like, I mean, Baby Yaga, which is me, it's recent. So in the beginning, I didn't really know where I was going with this when I was shooting the video. But since I shot the music video, now, like, I'm super inspired and I've been writing a lot of songs. So what I want to do with this video is that I want to do two more videos. Mm-hmm. That, there's a reason why it says video one on this one.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Yeah, so I want to do two more. Like, I already shot the second one this weekend, actually. And all of them are going to have kind of a horror theme to them. And they're not going to be, like, connected, but in a way they are connected. Like, they're not the same. They're complete different stories. Mm-hmm. But they all have, like, kind of a horror element and are very subconscious. So these three videos will have, like, so this was the one and then two and three. So that's what I'm working on right now, like a three-video story kind of.
Awesome. Okay, last question. Bottom line, why should someone check out your music? What makes you different? Why are you special?
Well, I don't know. I just think because I don't really follow any rules, that makes me different and special, because I do everything myself, like the beats, everything. Like, I don't work with anybody else, which means, like, it's all coming from me. So I don't get, like, an influence from somebody that really knows how to write music, mm-hmm. like, in the way, like, in the normal way. Like, I write music my way, and I don't really care about, you know, like, rules in music, like, chords or, like, whatever. Like, I just do it my way, the way I think it sounds interesting and cool.